Welcome to the special Cannabis Business Times podcast. I'm Cassie Nyden, the managing editor for CBT, and today I'm joined by Jacob Carson, who is the water systems engineer at Rau Brothers. And we're here to discuss an essential component of greenhouse design, which is canopy and square footage limits. Jacob, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So let's break down this topic a little bit first. Can you explain the differences between a canopy cap and a square footage cap as it relates to cannabis production? And then how can these each affect regulation in different states?
So to briefly give a definition of the canopy cap, it's the amount of square footage that the plants are directly taking up. So thinking about it, if a light were directly above the plants, it would be the area of their shadow. And this is typically measured in a square footage in these laws. So not to get it confused with the square footage cap, which some states have both, some states have a combination of the two. But the square footage gap is kind of the size of the room that the plants are growing in. So I like to think of it measuring from one wall to the other and then finding that square footage. And then kind of from the regulation perspective, they like to use the square footage cap a lot because it's a lot easier to measure than the canopy caps, because you can imagine how much of a pain it is to try to figure out the actual area of the canopy. So they like to use those square footage caps. But you're seeing a lot of states who use the canopy cap, introduce canopy caps into their provisions as vertical grows could theoretically grow multiple layers. And so you're seeing a lot of these provisions added.
So then what do cannabis cultivators need to keep in mind when designing for a canopy cap for square footage limit versus a canopy limit?
Kind of the first step you want to do when designing any type of cannabis facility is find a fixed number or like a cornerstone to base your design off of. So for a lot of people, this is kind of a plot of land that they found or a dollar figure they need to be making. But kind of the great thing about a canopy cap is that it gives you that cornerstone or that starting point that you need, because you're able to find out the area that you need for your mature plants and then kind of work backwards. And so a big thing kind of when you're working backwards is don't be afraid of all the empty space that might be in your facility, kind of between benches or between in different aisleways, because so many growers are so tightly packed together. But you have to remember that you aren't being regulated on the size of your room, but just your canopy. So giving your plants room to breathe and keep them a little drier and allow the cultivator to inspect the crop is going to be, you're going to get a much more efficient operation.
So then conversely, when you do have that square footage cap, how should a cultivator go about designing a facility with that perspective?
So kind of once again, you're going to want to find that cornerstone. But instead of this time being able to say, this is how much room we have directly for the plants, you're saying, okay, I can have a flower room that's 25,000 square feet. But then, of course, everyone's first question is, well, how many plants can I fit in 25,000 square feet? So your job is automatically harder, and it's going to become more complicated from the design perspective, because it's not as simple as saying, okay, 70% of this room is going to be used for canopy. It's different for every grower, because everyone wants that first say, okay, let's maximize the square plant area, the square footage for the plants. Let's get as many plants as we can in this area, because that'll give us the most profit. But you end up running into the same problem kind of that I mentioned briefly talking about the canopy cap, is that your plants just end up becoming too tight. They can't breathe. And so if you just give them some room, you're going to get better canopy quality. And so you're going to have better quality cannabis, which is going to let you be able to market it at a higher price.
So then, kind of leaning on your point then that every facility is different, what resources can cultivators lean on for finding out how to design a facility in their own respective regions for their own respective building?
So, kind of the first thing cultivator or customer or investor needs to do, and it might sound silly, but is you really have to just sit down and read the laws in your state, because it might seem like common sense, but you have to be so comfortable with those laws, because whoever's designing your facility or people you might be going back and forth with, is you don't want to get caught in a situation where someone has said something but it was applying to a different state, and then all of a sudden you're kind of getting in the weeds of your design and you realize that it's not even legal. And so after you've really familiarized yourself, I would highly suggest getting a lawyer or consultant, someone who's done this before and is able to help you kind of through the legality process, because it's just, I mean, with these caps in general, it's so competitive to get these licenses that you have to know what you're doing, and if you end up making some type of legislative mistake or just some regulation mistake and get thrown out for that, you could have the best design ever, but you aren't going to be able to get it. And so finding out how to design, what resources can they use? I mean, not to joke, but you can call me here at RBI. So while we're traditionally looking at greenhouse structures like our Highlight Venlo and kind of the phantom units that we sell, we're also doing a lot with the systems work, so we can get you irrigation and controls and design your facility so that it meets kind of the standards for your state.
Absolutely. And so how should both groups of cultivators, those with a square footage cap and those with a canopy cap, when they look to expand their current facilities, what are the types of things that they should be watching out for?
Future expansions are a huge component to a facility's design and impact nearly every facet of it. From a grower and customer perspective, it's important to have realistic goals. So plan your phases of your project according to both your financial and legal limits, because it can be tempting to reach for those really large grows and some of the really high tiers, but it's important to stay grounded so that you aren't caught in a situation where you've wasted a bunch of money oversizing a facility that you don't need or aren't even able to get. But looking at it kind of from my perspective on the design side is that I like to look at kind of three main items: how the facility will flow in both the first phase and the second phase, how the structure is going to be impacted, and if equipment needs to be sized for multiple phases. So people like to talk about workflow a lot in their facilities, making sure it makes sense. You're going from your maybe mothers to your cloning to veg, flower, and then you're processing and shipping out and making sure that you aren't crossing paths. So that can be incredibly hard to do when you're looking at multiple phases. So making sure that we have plenty of time to look at all the factors that are going to impact both those phases going to leave you with a much better facility. And then from the structural perspective, you can look at building onto oversizing maybe a warehouse, building a warehouse and then having multiple phases of it. Or from a greenhouse facility, it's incredibly easy to do because you can actually just add on to the walls or mirror the facility, which is a very popular option if people are looking to double their size. But one of the last kind of items we're looking at when we're looking at future expansions is looking at oversizing equipment. So if you have like a UV sanitization system that might cost $50,000, you might be able to double the amount of water that's able to go through it for $70,000. So that's another extremely profitable way you can expand efficiently.
Well, thank you so much, Jacob, for chatting with us today about cannabis cap limits and their impact on greenhouse design and expansion.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'd also like to thank the listeners of our CBT podcast. You can find more podcasts on our website at cannabisbusinesstimes.com/video, and we hope that you'll join us next time.